Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston.
There have been times in my life that I've been so unhappy and afraid that music didn't even move me. That I was so deep in my wall, behind my walls of fear, that I thought people weren't loving me because I couldn't feel it. So I didn't even think it was there.
That's what I said this morning.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I thought because I didn't feel it, it wasn't there, and I didn't realize it was my own blocks that were keeping me from feeling it. And I kept waiting for everybody else to give it to me, and I was going to give it to them in return.
So you are me.
I am you. I'm you in a body that's a form moving through time and space. This color, a chocolate brown kind of color, that's given a lot of different meanings that has nothing to do with anything. I'm so glad I don't believe I'm my clothes anymore.
Yeah, thank God.
He says, the blessed instant reaches out to encompass time as God extends himself to encompass you. Okay, so as love encompasses you, then that instant that you let love encompass you becomes a blessed instant. The instant that you let love into your life, the instant you let love surround you, it becomes a blessed instant. And that means that that blessing extends out into time. So that blessing will start to extend out into your physical world. So once you allow love to surround you, then it will extend out into your physical world. The blessed instant reaches out to encompass time as God extends himself to encompass you. So as love encompasses you, it extends out in your life and protects you. As love encompasses you, it extends out into your life and protects you. As love, as freedom encompasses you, as freedom encompasses you, it extends out into your life and protects you. You have spent days, hours, and even years in chaining everybody else to your ego. I love it. What you doing? Well, I'm spending some days and some hours and some years. I'm going to chain these jokers. What you mean? Well, I want to chain everybody to my fear. I want to chain everybody to my anger. I want to chain everybody to my script. I want to chain everybody to my guilt. I want to chain everybody. I use all my time to chain people. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. Don't you hear it?
Yeah.
That's the sound. How would it go like? You need to change this and you need to change that and this is what's wrong with you and I don't know what's wrong with you. You make me so mad. I hear the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang. Do y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Any of you all have chain gang relationships?
Yeah.
Had a couple.
He says, you don't realize, I love this, he says, you have spent hours, days, and even years in chaining your brothers to your ego. How do you chain someone to your ego? You chain someone to your ego in an attempt to support your ego and uphold your ego's weaknesses. So you are trying to use the people around you to support your point of view and uphold your point of view, even if it's not true. You have spent days, hours, and even years in chaining people to your ego. What is that? I'm trying to get you to support my ego. I'm trying to get you to uphold my ego. So the course is saying what the average person is doing all day long is just trying to get somebody to support their fear and to hold their fear up. I want you to agree with me when I say the world is a bad place. I need you to support my fear and hold my fear up. I need you to agree with me when I said things are tougher for a woman than they are for a man. I need you to uphold my fear. I need you to help me support my fear. So chaining someone to your ego is using them to support the things in your life that don't do you any good.
Wow. Changing.
More or less. He says, you have spent days, hours, and even years in chaining your brothers to your ego in an attempt to support it and uphold its weakness. You don't perceive the source of strength. I love that. Another term for God is source of strength. I'm going to pray to the source of strength. I'm going to ask the source of strength to help me. I'm going to ask the source of strength to come into my relationship. I'm going to ask the source of strength. Notice that source of strength means S-O-S. I'm sending out an SOS. Source of strength, 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 source of strength. I think I hear some miracle code. Source of strength, SOS, SOS. I'm calling on the SOS. Why is it that I don't see my strength? Because I'm spending all my day trying to get you to support and uphold my ego.
Yeah.
That's why I don't see God's strength. That's why I don't see the love. I don't see the love because I'm trying to use you to uphold my fear, my ego. I want you to agree with all the stuff that I'm saying, even if it's not true. I want you to uphold these ideas I have. I need you to support the ideas I have. If you do that, you're really my friend. See? Okay. Okay. So the Course says, in this holy instant. Now, what's a holy instant? This is a holy instant. It's an instant in which you unchain your brothers. It's an instant in which you unchain people. What does that mean? It means it's a moment when I stop using you to uphold my ego and to support my fear. That's a holy instant, when I'm using you to unchain me. With me? Now, how do you unchain people? Next part of the sentence. You refuse to support either their weakness or your own. So the way that you unchain everybody in your life so that you can have the blessing that you like to have right now is to refuse to support their ego, refuse to support their weaknesses, refuse to support their negative thoughts about themselves, refuse to support any ideas of guilt about them, refuse to support anything other than that they are truly spiritual beings, even if they may be making errors in their thinking. I refuse to support your idea of yourself that you cannot be happy now, and that you're not innocent now, and that God isn't available to you now, and your problems couldn't be over right now. I'm not going to support that kind of thinking anymore. I'm no longer going to chain you to my ego. I am going to release you.
Cool.
Okay, take a breath with me. Okay, anybody can tell me a point, one point of that paragraph. How long can it take to have what God wants you to have? Okay, that's the point. Do you necessarily believe that? I don't have to necessarily believe that. What is the other point? You are still where you have forever been and will forever be. You are still rooted in safety and freedom and power, which is what you were born in. You are still rooted in it. And the next point is, anything that's really yours, you will never lose. Anything that's really yours, you will never lose. Anything that's really yours, you can never lose. Anything that's really yours, you can never lose. Anything that's really yours. You can never lose anything that's really yours. You can never lose anything that's really yours. You can never lose anything that's really yours. What is yours, you have forever. That's the point. That's the point. I don't have to believe that, but the point is, if it's really yours, you have it forever. If it's really yours, you can't lose it. Another point. The more you let the love in, the more to go through your life and protect you. The more you let God encompass you, the more blessed instants you will have every day, including today. The rest of this day could be one blessed instant after.